Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1889, What to Do with Unused Student Loan Money, by Melanie Lockard of studentloanplanner.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. What to Do with Unused Student Loan Money, by Melanie Lockard of studentloanplanner.com. Borrowing student loans to supplement other types of financial aid, like scholarships and grants, is a common way to cover your total cost of attendance. Once your school processes your student loans to pay tuition and fees, you might wind up with extra money. Although you can use the funds to cover other school-related expenses during school, you can also choose to return unused student loan money. In most cases, you can return all or a portion of unused student loan funds. However, the timeline and process varies depending on the type of student loan debt you have. Returning unused federal student loans. Federal student loans are what you get when you fill out the FAFSA and come from the U.S. Department of Education. These federal government-backed loans are the preferred option over private loans, as they have a wide array of benefits for student loan borrowers. One of those benefits is the ability to return unused student loan money within a specific time period. Generally, you have up to 120 days to cancel a part of your unused federal student loan money. You won't be charged any fees or interest on the returned funds as long as it's done within this time frame. Although that gives you about 4 months to effectively return the money you don't need and lower your loan balance, it's wise to take action sooner. The National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators suggests canceling a portion of the federal loan before it's disbursed. Though every school might have a different student loan disbursement schedule, funds may be disbursed 10 days ahead of the school semester. If you've calculated your budget and reviewed your total student loan amount and realized you're borrowing more than you need, contact your school's financial aid office ASAP. Returning student loans after disbursement. Returning student loan funds after they've been disbursed is still possible. You have a 14 to 30 day window to contact the financial aid office and notify them about canceling all or a portion of disbursement. I did this when I was in graduate school at New York University. They offered me $89,000, but I canceled everything aside from tuition costs, books, and fees, which was still $58,000, and worked part-time jobs to cover my living expenses. Doing so significantly reduced my already high debt load. The financial aid office will do the heavy lifting in this case and return the student loan money on your behalf. How much time you have to return unused student loan money can differ by school and when they provide you your loan cancellation rights letter. If it's beyond the 30-day timeline, you still technically have up to 120 days to cancel a loan. However, schools don't have to work within this timeline, though many do. If your school doesn't, get in touch with your loan servicer, which we'll cover in the next section. Whatever the time frame is, contact your school's financial aid office ASAP. Ask which forms are required to make adjustments to federal financial aid. Be specific about either canceling a disbursement ahead of time or returning unused student loan money. Keep a paper trail so you have the necessary information for your records. Returning student loans after 120 days. If you have leftover loan funds several months after first receiving them and have already covered all of your school-related expenses, you can still return the unused student loan money after 120 days. The process, however, will be different. Instead of returning unused student loan money to your school's financial aid office, you'll have to contact your loan servicer. If you're unsure who your student loan servicer is, log into the National Student Loan Data System. If you don't have one already, create a Federal Student Aid ID, or FSA ID. Be sure to put it in writing that you'd like the funds to be applied to your principal balance. The caveat to returning funds after 120 days is that you're on the hook for interest accrued plus any fees. This is particularly relevant for direct unsubsidized loans, which accrue interest while you're in school. What happens if you drop a class? Your enrollment status can also affect your student loan financial aid eligibility. For example, if you're enrolled half-time but drop a class which puts you at below half-time enrollment, your loan repayment timeline might kick in depending on your loan. Additionally, if you drop a class within the eligible period, schools can take up to 30 days to get course funds refunded to students. Keep this timeline in mind and factor in how it might affect the 120-day return window for your unused student loan money. Returning unused private student loans. Whether you can return unused student loan money from private loans wholly depends on your lender. Each lender sets its own protocol for returning unused student loan money and can vary. The same logic as federal loans applies, though. Canceling the unused portion of your loan before it's disbursed is ideal. Typically, once your student loans are certified by your school, there's a period before disbursement when you have a right to cancel. Ask your lender about its process for returning unused student loan funds. If you've already passed your lender's timeline to return loan funds without interest or fees, you can still return the unused private loans to your lender. However, you'll likely still have to pay interest on the amount that you send back. Private lenders might have in-school payments of some type, so you can simply send the money back via a large student loan payment. Sending back the money, even via payment and paying some interest, is still beneficial. Repaying the funds earlier can lower the total cost of the loan and the interest that accrues over time. What to do if you miss the deadline to return student loans? If you miss the deadline to return unused student loan money, you can prepay your student loan debt. Consider it an advanced big lump sum payment. It'll feel good to see your balance drop dramatically after taking this step. There's one situation that might make you hold off on making a large prepayment. If you're planning on pursuing student loan forgiveness, like public service loan forgiveness program or income-driven repayment, prepaying your student loans wouldn't make sense. When participating in loan forgiveness programs, your goal is to pay the least amount on your student loan debt during repayment so that you can have the maximum loan amount forgiven after meeting program eligibility requirements. If you're unsure about what to do with your student loans or how to navigate repayment, get in touch with the student loan planner for a personalized consultation. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do with Unused Student Loan Money by Melanie Lockhart of studentloanplanner.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. In general, when you're thinking about how to finance your education, considering the reality and options for paying off student loan debt is super important. I learned from my friend Travis Hornsby, who actually founded the Student Loan Planner, that there are really only two approaches to student loan debt. Number one, pay it off as quickly as possible. And this is where refinancing may make sense. And number two, pay as little as possible and use every trick in the book to maximize the amount of forgiveness you can receive. There are income-driven repayment plans for federal student loans, where your payments are capped at 10 to 15% of your discretionary income and then forgiven after 20 to 25 years of payments. Note that depending on the program you enroll in, this could come with a big tax bill as your forgiven debt is seen as income. So you'll need to prepare for this. But even with the tax bomb, this option could make a lot more sense than standard repayment. And note that this is different than public service loan forgiveness, which is only an option for certain qualifying careers as it doesn't come with the tax bomb and has a shorter time horizon of 10 years of payments. The four main income-driven repayment plans are income-based repayment plan, income contingent repayment plan, pay-as-you-earn, and revised pay-as-you-earn. There are different eligibility requirements for these plans, and this topic is way more complex than I can cover in this brief commentary. But the point I wanted to make is that federal loans offer superior repayment options. I'd encourage you to check out Travis's speech from the Economy Conference on YouTube. It's called Student Loans Never Need to Hold You Back, and it's just as entertaining as it is informative. That'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.